This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 3.6% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 1.8% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time.
Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado in November announced a new bill to prohibit campaign contributions to federal campaigns by the political arms of the pharmaceutical companies that make opioids. The Rhinebeck Democrat said the measure would weaken the influence of drug manufacturers as policymakers in Washington identify ways to combat the national opioid addiction and overdose crisis. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "Addressing the opioid crisis must also include rooting out the corrupting influences that perpetuate it. The opioid crisis is deeply prevalent in New York, especially in our rural communities, and yet pharmaceutical companies and special interests continue to have free rein to advance their agenda by lining the pockets of lawmakers in Washington." And you can read the full story at The Fray. Representative Antonio Delgado is eager to talk about anything other than impeachment, and on December 5th was talking to the House floor about stamping out Lyme disease with a postage stamp.
I rise today to call attention to an urgent issue in upstate New York. Lyme and tick-borne diseases are deeply prevalent in my district, New York 19, and across the country. I, along with fellow members of the bipartisan Lyme Disease Caucus, introduced legislation to supplement congressionally appropriated funding for research with the Stamp Out Lyme Disease Act. Our bill would create a postage stamp to raise awareness about the disease and directly support medical research to treat and cure tick-borne illnesses. I urge the House to take up this legislation and move us closer to a cure.
Paul Tonko does not list any public events on his website ever. Antonio Delgado lists only public appearances on his website that his staff organizes, and he has none listed this week.